The Prop Shop.
Okay, we got a little menage a trois in the Prop Shop this month. Not only am I raw dogging it with Denny Stanley as usual, but we're also joined by our other lover, Vic Barato, who's a semi-celebrity, pseudo-haunt celebrity dude, as you might know him from American Scream and Ghoulie Manor, the new Ghoulie Manor pro-haunt here in Massachusetts. Anyway, all right, Denny, what's up, man?
Hey, what's shaking, man? Well, you know, you kind of stole my thunder. I got Vic here working on a job with me, and you know, I was sitting around the past couple of days going, what the heck am I going to talk about on my HauntCast segment this month? And I thought, wait a minute, I got Vic here. I can slough my responsibilities. And the cool thing is he's here sculpting for me using clay. And that's one of the things I've never been able to speak intelligently about because I'm just not much of a clay sculptor. So I thought, well, shit, I can sit back, hang loose, and let Vic hijack my segment and talk about something we don't usually get to talk about. So you want to talk about some clay sculpting, Chris?
Oh, do I ever.
Take it away, Mr. Vic.
Go for it, Vic.
All right, so if we're going to talk about sculpting, the first thing we want to talk about is the different kind of clays that you can use. There are self-hardening clays. There are clays that you can bake. So there are things like Sculpey. There's the water-based hardening clays that air dry. There's something called Cellu Clay. I know Lori Beast used it. I don't use it much. But looking at her stuff, it's pretty fantastic. And again, I think that's self-hardening. Sculpey is also self-hardening, or bakeable, I should say. I find that a little doughy, but if you're doing a one-up job where you're not going to, you know, mold it and cast it, you probably want to go with that. It's readily available in hobby stores. One of the things you got to worry about with some of the air drying clays is some of them can re-wet. I had a prop in the rain, and the teeth on this prop were made of this air drying clay, and essentially they re-wet and the teeth fell off. You got to watch out for that. But most of what I do is either in wed clay or Chavant. These are oil-based clays, and they never dry. They're easy to work with, easy to smooth. They hold a lot of detail. The wed clay, I don't know if you're familiar with Monster Makers. They sell mask-making kits. That's where I got my wed clay. I've had it for 10 years, and I still use it. But I enjoy Chavant. It's an oil-based clay. It's a little softer. It holds a lot of detail. It's easy to work with, and it takes a lot less heat to heat it.
And I mean, it's reusable, too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So when you want a softer clay, you know, I can throw this stuff out in the sun, and I'm all set. So that's mostly what I work with, and Chavant came out with, well, I don't know if they just came out with it, but this is the first time I'm using it. They call it clayette. It's a non-sticky clay, so it doesn't stick to your hands or your tools. It's great to work with. I'm enjoying it very much. So those are the different kind of clays and the different kind of uses. We can talk about tools a little bit. There's a wire cutter tool. When you buy, like Chavant, it comes in a block. And to tear this block apart and use it for what you need, it's really difficult. So I have a wire. It looks like a garrote. It's a wire with two pieces of wood handles, and you just rip this wire right through the clay, and you can cut off strips. So that's an important tool. There's also loop tools, and these are the most important tools you'll use. These are just little handles with these little wire loops on them. They can be various shapes, round, triangular, square. And they're think of coat hangers, that same sort of material, maybe a little thinner. But they're roundish. So when you're using it on soft clay, you get nice smooth, cuts in it. And they also have loop tools with blades. Each side is sharpened. So if you want to remove a lot of clay, these are great. I also use, something called a rake. This particular one's plastic. It looks like a sawtooth tool, and you rake it across your clay, and it makes these streaks in your clay, and then you can go back with a rubber kidney, and you can smooth that clay down. It literally looks like a kidney. It's kidney-shaped, flat, and made of rubber. So when you rake your clay, you're making these grooves in it, and then you go back with this rubber kidney, and what it does is it fills the low spots in your clay, and you're able to make really smooth surfaces with this method. And of course, there's other kind of tools. There's pointy tools, anything you can think of. But these are the main tools that you want to use. And of course, your hands. Your hands are most important. You'll find your hands in that.
Denny's really good at using his hands.
Practice. You should see his forearm. You can't get your hands in everywhere, especially with little tiny details and stuff. But you know that's it for the tools for the most part. There's all kinds of tools out there. Just go to Michael's and check them out. But these are my main tools. Now there are stages in sculpting. The very first stage is blocking. Basically, you're going to block out your shape. You can use an armature. The armature can be wire, screen. I use foam for an armature, and basically you make a big basic shape with the armature, and this is going to support your clay and keep you from using too much clay. It's going to fill in a lot of space. So if you're sculpting a skull, for instance, you could use a styrofoam head or something. That's considered an armature. If you're doing like a little figure, then you're going to want wires, so you've got something to support the arms of the figure, that sort of thing. We found out that we went to the art store and got some of the armature wire, but we can go to Home Depot and buy copper wire, thick copper wire, for a fraction of the price.
It was shocking, much less. I mean, how can you get some kind of, any kind of copper for less the price of what this other wire cost? And I guess the fact of the matter is these art stores just like to rape you.
No, they don't like the rate. They're independent art stores. If you go to a good art store, they're independent businesses. They're not going to get the rates that, the wholesale rates that Walmart gets or Michaels gets. So, yeah, the stuff gets a little expensive. Not their fault. They're trying to make a buck, So that's what you can use for armatures, again, for support and for saving on clay. Now, getting back to blocking, blocking is essentially you're throwing your clay on your armature, or maybe you're not using an armature. You're getting a very basic blocked-out shape. Whether it's too big or too small, it doesn't matter. You're just blocking out the basic shape. For this, you're going to want the clay to be very soft. So you can some of these clays, like the wet and the Chavant, you can throw in an oven, throw out in the sunlight, and it becomes very incredibly mushy, soft. And it's easy to work with when you're blocking out your basic shape. The next step is you're shaping. You're getting a more detailed shape. At first, when you're blocking, it may not look like maybe a human figure that you're making. It'll have, some limbs and a basic shape. But when you're shaping, you are getting, you're not detailing. You don't want to detail yet. If you detail too early and you find you have to go back and make a mistake, fix a mistake or reshape something, and you've detailed it, you've wasted a lot of time. So you want to get your shape first. For that, you need the clay to be at a medium hardness, not so soft that it's goopy and your tools will just rip right through it, but room temperature. So your tools will take off what you need, and you'll be able to add what you need without fighting to get that clay on there. So once you've got your shape, then you want to start detailing, and you detail with the clay harder. You want your clay a little harder. When I do very small details, I usually take my clay and I throw it in the fridge, and then I bring it out. It's nice and hard. The tools don't rip through it, and I can get any sort of detail that I want. It's a little harder when you're doing a 2-foot square dragon head. Doesn't quite fit in the fridge, but You get the idea. You want to keep that clay cool when you're detailing. Also, I think I talked about the smoothing already, but you can add textures as well. I like to use guitar wire for a skin texture. Basically, I find a wooden handle, and I cut a bunch of guitar wire, and I tape it to the handle, and I can scrape it across if I'm making any sort of skin texture. They also sell like stamps where you can buy the rubber stamp and then press it into the clay, and then you'll get a skin texture or whatever kind of texture you're looking for. Or you can even make your own. You can take like an orange peel and throw some latex on it, and then use that latex against your clay, and it'll give you that orange peel type of effect. There's a lot of different ways you can texture. Also, when you're molding, I pass mine off, my sculpt off to Denny, and then he does the molding. You don't want that clay to be soft. You don't want it melting in the mold. Denny's even done some tricks where, for the TV show he's on, I'm long gone. I can't re-sculpt something once he's molded it. It's destroyed. He's actually, for the purpose of the show, he's taking that clay, he's heated it to almost a liquid form and poured it in the mold. And so now he's got a clay sculpture again where he can show you the steps of creating the mold on clay sculpture. So that's what you can do with Chavant and Wed. You can heat it to the point where it gets almost liquid. So that's about it. And as far as skill levels, you'll never know how good you are sculpting until you try it. A lot of you will be pleasantly surprised at how good you are. If you have any sort of artistic skill and you draw, don't be intimidated by clay. The best thing about clay is if you screw it up, you can fix it. It's not done in pen. It's not done in wood. You're not wood carving. You can fix it. And I can't tell you how many times I've scrapped something and started over. So don't be intimidated. Get out there and sculpt. It's relaxing. It's the best thing you can do.
Well, you know what? Actually, Vic, I've got an opportunity for your listening audience to sculpt right now. I'm going to sidebar this thing for a second. I know we're running out of time, Chris. I want to keep this short. I've got a project coming up, and I'd like to make a call out to all HauntCast minions. I'm only offering this to you guys. I have a scene for a number one rated cable show. Anybody who knows me can probably figure out what show that is, but I can't say the name yet. It's a Halloween scene. So I'm going to be needing probably 50 or more tombstones. I need crypts and trees and all kinds of stuff. But what I'd like to do is give all the listening audience out there an opportunity to get their work on TV. I can't guarantee that it'll go on TV, but I can guarantee that I'll put it in the scene. They'll probably pan by it. So what I'm looking for is a tombstone from anybody who wants to provide one, 4 to 6 inches tall. I like the New England-style tombstones, granite tombstones. Feel free to add your family name or your haunt name, but no websites can be on these things. You make them out of sculpting, which is an oven-baked clay, and that way basically just sculpt it up, throw it in the oven, send it to me. I'm going to mold and cast and put the color onto it. If anybody out there is interested, I need to be contacted by no later than the 5th of this month, of August. So depending on when you download the show, it may be too late already.
And Denny, what's your email address?
My email address is, for those who don't know, denhaunt@yahoo.com. So reach out to me at denhaunt@yahoo.com. I need to have the tombstones in my hands by no later than the 15th of the month. My deadline's the 26th. So, welcome to my life. For more info, I am going to be putting a post out there on the Facebook HauntCast Minions page. So once again, if you're interested, please reach out. It'll be fun. Take you a few minutes. You'll get some of your fine work on TV.
All right. Hey, Vic, it was great having you in the prop shop. Nice little menage a trois. You were gentle. Denny wasn't. My ass still hurts, or will continue to hurt for weeks to come, but no.
But I was drunk, so it's okay.
Yeah, but it was all right. You can excuse it.
You should have been drunk, too.
I should have been. I'm uncharacteristically sober right now.
Thanks for listening, guys, and to all my faithful minions out there, remember, it's nice to go out and buy a prop, but it's a hell of a lot more fun to build one. So go out and freaking build something already.
I'm going now. heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.